This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Republicans running for president in 2024 will hit the debate stage again in a few hours in Miami without the party's frontrunner. CBS's Christian Benavides has a preview.
The state's governor, Ron DeSantis, former New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, former South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley, Senator Tim Scott, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy are all set to spar on foreign and domestic issues. The candidates are debating for the first time since the outbreak of war between Israel and Hamas, presenting an opening for Haley, who also served as ambassador to the U.N.
Haley's been gaining ground in the primary race lately. New York prosecutors say it's obvious Ivanka Trump was involved in her family's fraud scheme after questioning her for hours today in New York. State Attorney General Letitia James.
Ivanka Trump was cordial. She was disciplined. She was controlled. And she was very courteous. But her testimony raises some questions with regards to its credibility.
Ivanka denies this. Israel's defense minister says its military has reached the heart of Gaza City and they are tightening the noose on Hamas as the terror group loses its grip on northern Gaza. Here's CBS's Skylar Henry.
Israeli troops are pushing further into Gaza City in an effort to dismantle the terror group and to retrieve more than 240 hostages.
Investigators busted a high-profile sex ring in two states.
Prosecutors say hundreds bought sex services through the sophisticated operation that had two websites and brothels in Massachusetts and Virginia. Acting Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Josh Levy.
This commercial sex ring was built on secrecy and exclusivity, catering to a wealthy and well-connected clientele.
CBS's Wendy Gillette says that clientele range from lawmakers to military officers and government contractors. They use luxury apartments as brothels. The FDA just gave Eli Lilly the green light to start marketing a new weight loss drug. Here's reporter Alexander Tin.
Zepbound should be available by the end of the year, according to Eli Lilly, and might be priced cheaper than its competitors from Novo Nordisk, which are branded as Ozempic and Wegovy. There's also some research to suggest that Eli Lilly's drug might be more effective than Novo Nordisk's drug, though full head-to-head studies haven't been published.
Has named Taylor Swift as its Artist of the Year. She had 65 songs that hit its global daily top 100 this year after the pop star launched her massive Eras Tour and dropped two re-recorded albums. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley leading Biden in Wisconsin. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Members of the Nurses Union at UW Health plan to deliver 100 pages of safety violations to the state health department. Union members say most of the issues stem from understaffing. Officials with UW Health say that patient safety is not a bargaining chip for the union. Hospital officials say they are working collaboratively with the union to increase staffing.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening. Welcome in to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, Camp Randall Live Edition. Good crowd here tonight. Give yourselves a round of applause. Getting cranked up as we hit the stretch drive of the college football regular season. Just three games remaining in the regular season schedule. Two more home games, including this Saturday, 2:30 kickoff against the Northwestern Wildcats. And then a week from Saturday, we go under the lights again. November game under the lights against Nebraska. That will kick off at 6:30, 1 week from Saturday. But first things first, the Wildcats this week alongside Mark Tauscher and the head coach Luke Fickell. I'm Matt LePay, and great to have you here with us this evening and listening wherever you are checking us out from as Coach Fickell and the guys get ready for Saturday afternoon. And Coach, just give us a sense now of your guys. This sport is tough enough under any circumstances. You get through a tough game like last Saturday. Have you liked how they've gone about their business this week getting ready for Northwestern?
I think I said Sunday was one of our better days. I mean, really, one of our better Sundays. And I don't know exactly why, but, you know, they bounced back. They came out there. They ran around. They had some energy. I think that, you know, that's been a little bit consistent, but, you know, you just never know of the true energy on a Sunday because everybody's kind of banged up. But, you know, you got to be able to sustain those things throughout the week. And I think that's where, as you get late in the year, your ability to have really good days on Tuesday and Wednesday are what's really critical. And so with guys that are dinged up and banged up, you know, there's that happy medium, right? Do you shrink things down or what do you do? You know, you still got things you have to be able to get done. So I just remind them that, like, the things you see on Sunday, the things you see on Tuesday and Wednesday, you're going to see on Saturday. And I don't mean if you're an offense, the looks, or if you're a defense, the plays. I mean, the little fundamental things that you do on Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are going to show up on Saturday. So you got to be able to go out and practice. And if you don't have energy, it's really difficult. So they have been really good about that. They really do. You can push, and they go out, and they practice. They practice hard, and you know, it's just we got to find some ways to translate a little bit more on Saturdays.
How do you balance? Obviously, there's a ton of frustration, and as a head coach, you keep the psyche up, but you also make sure to know what's going on isn't what we need it to be. How do you balance? Because obviously, after the game, there's a lot of frustration, tough loss, and then you have to build back up. How do you approach that mentally?
Well, you try to make sure you can think about it before you do things, but then there are times that becomes very impulsive. By nature, after the game on Saturday, I was a little bit more impulsive, but it was real, you know. And then as you get back on Sunday and as you pull them back together, you got to find ways to continue to build them up. But the number one core value of our program is honesty. And if we can't be honest with each other about where we are and what we need to do and the things that we are doing, then we really don't have a relationship. So there's a balance, and there's an honest part of that, but then there's a part where you got to continue to build confidence in all that you're doing out. Players, coaches, and everybody that as a whole. And, you know, you can see some really good things. That's the crazy thing. You can pull it up, and there's stretches where you can see the really good things, and you can point those things out. Now you just got to continue to believe as you're being pushed.
And I think we talked earlier about this. I know you mentioned Sunday was a very good practice day. But in a lot of ways, Sunday's a really good day anyway, right? Win or lose, because the guys get back out there. They're running around. They're working up a sweat. You're turning the page, right? And you're getting going to try to be better the next week and get ready for the next game.
I don't know how Tauschen did. You know, to play a long game or play a tough game on Saturday, to me, the best thing to do is to be able to sweat a little bit. And sometimes it's hardest on Sunday. But if you can go out there, you can move around. We're only on the field for maybe an hour. You know, and it's obviously lighter. It's just in helmets. But there is an opportunity and a thing that you got to sweat. You got to move. We do some competitive situations with, some red zone 7-on-7 just to force guys to have to run and compete. And I think that's the best way for both things. If you got to get something out of your system, you get moved on to the next week. But then also to find a way to flush your body as well.
So when you looked at the film and your honest assessment with your coaches, what kind of jumped out at you? What were some of the things... to me, just looking at it, explosive plays, and everything is so hard in order to move in the football. And that, to me, you know, we saw Bryson Green make the big play, but the rest of the game, offensively, it just seems like everything is tough right now.
It is. It is. And I made a major mistake. I didn't watch the game, you know, on the flight home. Normally, if things don't go well, I always watch it. Like, I got to watch it. Like, I get this thing out of my system. And I didn't watch it. Well, I thought maybe I could just not watch it till Sunday.
You watch something else? Or you're like,
no, I just literally just put my hand on my head and just thought my thoughts. So I didn't watch it. Well, of course, you know, about 1 a.m, you know, you try to go to bed and you can't. And so that was probably, I learned a lesson. I have to make sure I watch it because I had absolutely no sleep. And then when I watched it, even defensively in particular, I'm like, there's some really good things. You know, there's some things we did really, really well. And you know, some things offensively that it just, there's just not a rhythm. Like you said, everything is so hard. And when you have to manufacture everything, it becomes, you know, one little thing, you know, a false start, and all of a sudden now it's 1st and 15. And when you're in that mode where it's all about manufacturing everything, it's hard to create some of those plays. And Bryson made a big one. You know, but other than that, it, when there aren't some plays to be made, boy, it's tough sledding.
I know no coach wants to have excuses, but there's a difference between excuses and reasons. You didn't have Braylon Allen. You haven't had Chez. You haven't had Tanner. You know, Braden Locke does some good things, but he's making his third career start. Jackson Aker made his first start as a running back. He had been a fullback, you know, in the past. Cade Iacomelli's getting his first real work. When you figure that's the case going into the week, and this is probably when Phil was sitting here and asked him, I mean, how much does that change your approach and what you think you can try to do against an opponent?
Well, I mean, that's where you've got to be really good coaches. And I don't know that we did a good enough job. You know, maybe we assumed and prepared and did a little bit too much, because when things don't go well, you got to try to – you don't look at the excuses meaning, well, we didn't have this guy and this guy and this guy. It's more what do we have and then what do we have to do to make them successful. And I think one of the things that you look back at it, I think there was maybe too much. Braden had maybe a little bit much on his plate. He didn't play as sharp and as clean as he had even the week before. And in the progression of what you want when you don't play better each week, I'm not saying you'll always win, but you want to see that progression. You got to kind of take a step back and say, okay, why? Now, what did we do? What didn't we do? What are the reasons why? And not to take credit away from the team you play, because sometimes they do some really good things too. But I just think as we look at it as a whole, there's some things we didn't do a good enough job of thinking maybe, you know, those guys were a little bit further along. And it cost us in some ways, and we had to adjust and adapt, and just not enough.
Yeah, and then from just a management standpoint, how that ending of the game played out, where you're down on the goal line, the kicking part of it, how much of that went into kind of the thought process? Because it seems like you kind of knew offensively there was going to be some limited things. How did you approach that when you were going down? Because you didn't take the time out, and that was the big talking point from the, you know, at least from the media.
No, that's what I look back at, and I'm always conservative and to save those timeouts. Not thinking that, you know, we're, to be honest with you, you're on the 19-yard line. 5 yards is not a major, major thing at that point in time. But as I look back at it, I definitely wish I would have called the timeout. But that's not in our plan, right? It's to hold those things, make sure you're conservative with that. But there are some other situations, you know, 4th and 2, you're right a little bit deep of the kick line. But you're in a situation right there, to be honest with you, you want to win the ball game. And I know there's some management things you got to be able to do. And to say you're going to punt it, well, it ended up being they punted it down to the 4-yard line,
stopped
them, got the ball back. The guy did drill a 60-some-yard punt. You know, but those are the things that, like you said, I didn't watch the game and I didn't sleep. Those are the things that you continually go over and over and over in your head to say, okay, what would you have done differently? How would you have done it differently? Not would it be in a different result, but, you know, because you never know those things, but you just those processes to say, okay, now the next time, where are we at and what are we doing?
Why does it feel like everybody that punts against us is having record days too?
I know.
Like, it legit is crazy how every punt, like, whoa.
Well, the guy had a deep, I mean, like, he was a guy that could hit the ball 65 yards. And in some ways, we're like, great, if he hits it 65 yards, it's going to give us room to cover. But they beat us on both the gunners. And, you know, there was, if you get past the gun, if is a big word, if you get past the gunners, there's the next line of defense is 20 yards away. And so we've got to do a better job when you are in those situations, when they are punting the ball like that, of just finding ways to hold them up and give, you know, whether it's Chim, who, you know, has been a punt return guy, or even Vinny Anthony, who did a heck of a job this past week. There's some plays to be made there, and there's some things where we've got to, you know, when you're struggling in some other areas and everything's about manufacturing, mm-hmm. there's the places where you got to find some big plays.
And in the backfield, we mentioned Jackson Aker and Cade Iacomelli. As Braylon, you know, tries to work his way back, it seemed like they did some pretty good things for you. Their yards per carry were solid, right? 4.5 per. They gave you some things maybe to build on. Cade in particular, the first time he's really carried the ball more than once in a game in his college career.
The second half, I thought they did a much better job. You know, first half, I think we struggled. I think we only had 25 or 28 yards or something in the first half rushing the football. And, you know, so the second half, I thought we came out, we did some better things. Obviously, the very first drive, we've been in some good situations where we've created some things there. But, you know, in order to have a chance, you got to be able to sustain those things. And when you are running in some of those situations where they do change up what they're doing because, you know, they're going to say, hey, they're assuming you're throwing the football a little bit. We've got to do a better job at maintaining and sustaining that, especially early on.
All right. Wildcats of Northwestern, the opponent this week, 2:30 kick at Camp Randall Stadium. We'll talk a little bit about the Cats. They've been a pretty good football team this season. I think from the outside looking in, there was talk that they may not win a game. Well, they've won some games, and they were very, very competitive last week. So that should be a good one at Camp Randall Stadium, as Big Ten games tend to be. Our guest assistant coach tonight, defensive coordinator Mike Tressel. We'll hear from Coach Tressel and more from Coach Fickell in just a couple of minutes. Luke Fickell show is brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at OdysseyBrands.com.
Coach Fickell here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook. Find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall live edition as the Badgers get ready for the Northwestern Wildcats on Saturday afternoon. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. As promised, please welcome defensive coordinator Mike Trussell to Coach Fickell's show. We were just talking, Luke mentioned, Mike, that in the second half, things really picked up defensively for your guys. Indiana really had a hard time moving the ball. I've talked to some of your guys here in recent weeks, and they feel like, you know, they're in a place where they feel like they can start to play faster. They have a real grasp of what you and your staff on that side of the ball are asking, and it's more of just, you know, go play and not overthink. Are you getting that sense from a lot of your guys defensively right now?
Yeah, that's what I feel like for sure. Probably early we were feeling things out a little bit, having some questions in the back of our mind, and I do feel like they're playing faster, which allows you to play harder, more physical. Those things are ramping up right now.
Now, what's the balance of that? Because you want to do complex things and you want to be able to put everything in that you're going. But when you're younger and when you're kind of new into the system, how do you balance, boy, I got this blitz package that I know is really good, but I don't necessarily, I want these guys to just be able to turn it up and go and not have to think.
So that's coaching right there. I mean, those are the decisions you make, whether you're 10 years at a place or your first year at the place. How much can your kids handle and still play very, very fast? We were talking about that with our third down package for this week. You know, even though they can handle more and more and more every week, you're still making those decisions. So narrow it down until your kids can play fast. And if you don't do that, then we're putting in too much.
It seems like C.J. Getz had a really nice game the other night. He is taking a ton of reps, but he just continues to kind of make plays for you guys.
He's a good football player with a lot of feel. He is one of those guys that will go hard and trust his instincts, even from the get-go when you said, hey, it's a new defense, some guys might be feeling it out. CJ trusted himself and played fast all the time. And when you can turn it loose like that and you do have good instincts, you'll make plays.
Well, another guy who seems like, Coach, who fell in love with his defense in a hurry is Hunter Wohler. I mean, you know, Mark and I have been raving about him for a while now. He enjoys being closer to the line of scrimmage when that's called for. He likes being physical. From your eyes, what have you seen in him in the months that you've had the chance to work with him?
So you can't rep every play against every defense or every scenario that you may not have seen on film. And Hunter's a guy that he can pick it up on his own, right? So you can do a lot of different things with him, because if he does get in a situation that you didn't practice that exactly, he plays football, and he plays football fast. So that allows us to move him around a lot. And he has fallen in love with our defense, but he's in love with football.
Mm-hmm.
So quite honestly, regardless of what defense you're in, that guy will play fast and make plays.
Guys like that, can that be contagious? Can that be just spread throughout other guys in the defensive unit? You see a guy like him who just loves it so much that if you're a peer, like you see that out of him, like I need to maybe ramp up my own.
No, we say that all the time, that things are contagious no matter what it is, right? Within your program, around your program, all things are contagious. And you hope they're the positive things, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, there's times when what it is that he does and what it is that how he does it, whether it's in practice or on the game field, you know, people see. But there's got to be an expectation. There's got to now be kind of a standard that we got to put him in a little bit more of some of that leadership role where he kind of starts to demand that people play. Not everybody can play like him. We understand that. But everybody can work like him. Everybody can work the game like him. Everybody can have a passion like him, which then in return will give you a better opportunity to make the plays like he does, as opposed to, you know, just let Hunter go and let Hunter roll. And that's where, you know, we're continuing to grow and you know, put him in some of those situations. And he is an older guy, but he's not that old either, right? Because he didn't play a whole lot. He was hurt last year, didn't play a whole lot. So I think he's in a little bit of that unique situation that, you know, he wants to be and he wants to do, but we need to just kind of force feed him a little bit more to kind of take charge.
So, Tress, when you look back at the film, it felt like the beginning of the game. And I've never won to say, well, somebody came out flat or the group came out flat. You make plays and that's how you bring your energy. But there was a noticeable difference how well things were executed in the second half compared to the first. How do you address that? And the question fans all have is, why the heck didn't we do that from the jump?
It's a great question. So
I don't have any answers, just for the record. That's up for you guys to have the answer. But it is, I mean, that's the magic sauce, right? Trying to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, I think we have a group of guys that are really, really conscientious, and they want to know exactly how they're going to be attacked. And by the time you get into the second quarter, the third quarter, they understand how they're being attacked, and their confidence shoots through the roof, and they can really get after it now. We need to make sure that we have the attacking mindset from the get-go. Because the truth of the matter is, the first series, you're not going to know what their game plan is. You have to have the mindset, it doesn't matter. We're going to do what we do. It's about us. So I think we felt that out a little bit at the beginning. As soon as we knew how we were being attacked, our confidence level shot through the roof, and here we go. But we need to start that way.
Playing off that a little bit, those of us who in the media broadcast games, we always talk about halftime adjustments. But very rarely do you hear guys like me actually, well, what are the adjustments? I leave that for Tausch.
Coaches always say the halftime adjustment is buckle your chin strap up.
I was just going to ask, you just answered the question, because like, what really happens? How much do you really adjust with your team during halftime?
There can be adjustments. I mean, you go in there, you put your minds together, the things that you're doing well, how are they attacking? But there's very few times that we like, okay, let's save that for the second half, right? You've gotten to some point in time in your career where all of a sudden you're like, hey, we're gonna save this pressure package or something to the second half. But the nature of the beast is, like Mike said, you kind of sit down, you gain a little bit more confidence, recognizing the things that have hurt you. For us in particular, I think we've got highly intelligent kids. We've got guys that do care. And like, when they are given a little bit more directive, when they actually can see things draw, you know, I think that they do and have gone out in the second half, played faster, played more aggressive, made more plays. And, you know, so, but there's a balance. It has a heck of a lot more to do with, like Tausch said, buckle your chin strap, bud. You know what's coming. Now let's go play.
Barry just laid into you guys, right? Basically.
Kicking Gatorade jugs. That usually gets people's attention, too.
That works. I was just talking to Coach Tressel during the break about Christian Allegro. I had a chance to visit with him yesterday, and he's a pretty fascinating guy. He said, I'll tell you what I told Coach Tressel here a minute ago. When he visited, he's from Connecticut. When he visited, I said, hey, Christian, I heard that you said when you stepped on campus, you fell in love with the University of Wisconsin. Said, yeah, it was like a blizzard here, too. Big snowstorm. I thought, this is where I want to be. I don't know how many guys who have ever said that to you, but I'm glad that he is one of them. He was talking about the Illinois game where late in the game, all of a sudden, he comes in. And he's saying, I get back from kick cover. And they said, get in the game. Me? What? But he, as his own admission, there wasn't a lot of assignment that he had to worry about. But you had him out there for a reason. You know, walk us through that. Why Christian Allegro at that time?
If you're pointing at me, I'm going to tell you.
Whoever wants to answer.
I'm going to tell you why. He is an athlete. Mm-hmm. He can run. And, you know, Illinois' quarterback was running the ball all over the place. And we wanted to get someone on the field that we felt confident that when, if he broke contain, we'd run him down. And Christian has some serious athletic ability, some serious speed, and I hope you guys get to see more and more and more of him, not only in the future, but, like, near future.
Yeah, you got his hand on a ball there. He's 6'4".
Yeah, and that's kind of the talk on the sideline. It's like, okay, now we're late in the game here. There's only a minute left. Like, we know what is coming, right? I mean, the guys in the back end got to stop the shots up top, and the guys up front have got to do a better job at corralling this quarterback. And you know, at some point in time, you know, whether he has a ton of experience or not, I mean, he's here for a reason, right? We saw some things on film that we loved, and maybe it wasn't exactly scripted out like he had done it a bunch of times. Like, hey, what is spy? I don't know, but all it means is you stand right there, and when that quarterback goes, you go. and don't overcoach it. Don't overdo it. Like, you get to those points where don't think it's, you know, something magical, right? I mean, but it is. It's a little bit more of an instinct, too, that I think that we've seen from him that we were confident, not just because he's big and he can run and he can tackle, but there's an instinct there that is not uncommon to a lot of people, but isn't real common all the time too, mm-hmm. you know, because guys got to get confidence in what they're doing. He's a guy that's just got some natural instincts. We stuck him in a position and said, hey, there's minimal time left. Here's all we need you to do. And he went out, and I don't know if he knew exactly what he was doing, but he got his hand on the ball and he was in a position. If the guy did take off and run, there's a lot of confidence over here that he was going to make the play.
He seemed like the kind of guy that you want, and more of that too, because we talked about Hunter Waller, how much he loves the game. So does this guy, because he was going to play lacrosse. He was going to go to the Naval Academy. And then he just, as his high school career was progressing, he totally fell in love with football. And he was saying yesterday, I want to prove to other people in our area that football, you could have good football in this state, this part of the country, and you can make a go of it, play D1 and make something of yourself. Another guy, Barry used to always talk about this, like, you need guys who love to play the game, right? And all the work that goes into it. It seems like based on a conversation, 10 minutes with him, he seems like exactly the kind of guy you're looking for.
Well, Mike would know more about that, but that's the whole process of recruiting, right? You can't really cut a guy's chest open and look at his heart to see what's really in there, right? You're asking questions. The minimal time you get to be around him for real, like, you're trying to figure out those things. And unfortunately, sometimes you get surprised, right? I mean, to be honest with you, that Christian's a kid that I couldn't have told you that was him, right? I didn't know that, what a passion. Like, you saw a guy that had some length and some speed. You do kind of worry. I know you're not from the East Coast, but sometimes you do worry, at least I do. What kind of ball is he coming from? Has he really played ball? Does that mean he's been challenged? Will he really love this sport? And you got to take some, you know, you got to take some chances. And it's been not that it's a crapshoot, but I mean, like, Mike went there, Mike went to school, Mike had spent a lot more time with him to kind of say, I asked, like, do you think he has the it? Like, does he really love this? Is he going to come in here, regardless if it's, you know, 25 degrees outside, you know, or we're going outside to practice, or, you know, whatever it is he really going to love what it is that we're doing? And, you know, these guys said he was, and he's come in and done nothing but impress us in that way.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch any player, no matter the class rank, but when you see these younger guys come in as true freshmen especially and you know, make big plays, to have the trust from these coaches to be out there at crunch time of games. It's a fun part of what we do, is watching young guys step up like that. We'll take a break. We'll have to spend a few more minutes with Coach Tressel in just a couple of minutes. This is the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a moment on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire.
He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a low of 33. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 45 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night, 30. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, as the Badgers get ready for the Northwestern Wildcats. 2:30 kick on Saturday. One of the questions we have from the crowd here, I think it's a pretty interesting one for both Coach Fickell and Coach Tressel. From when you were last coaching in this league, you know, to now, what's changed in terms of schematics or just the competitive nature of it? Have you
That's
noticed?
That's a great question.
That really is a good question, because it comes from them and not us.
Typically how that goes.
So what has changed, if anything, from when you guys were last in the league?
I'll go. I don't know. I mean, there's not one thing I could say pinpoint. I think that what I realize is there's a lot more that's very similar than when I was last in there, meaning, like, when it comes down to it, I think you get incredibly well-coached teams that are really, really sound in what they do, and you see a little bit bigger buys. Like everybody's saying, everything's kind of transitioning, and then as you get down to it, you still are seeing the bigger body, you know, whether it's two tight ends on the field and some things like that. Like, there's a lot more similarities from what I remember than, you know, maybe some of the evolution of what people think is out there in college football. And but I think the biggest thing is you recognize it, how well-coached, you know, not being in the league for a few years, just everybody is, how sound they are, special teams and things like that. It's impressive.
Same thing, Mike.
So I guess to add to that, all well-coached, which results in a lot more very close games. Mm-hmm. I think the Big Ten has a lot more very close games from top to bottom, week in and week out, than most of the leagues do. So you better be ready to fight and finish and win the fourth quarter. I mean, I think that makes this conference different than a lot. Beyond that, I think the changes sort of parallel the changes in college football, right? There might be a little bit more spread than there was 10 years ago, but this is still the league that's going to get in there and hit you in the mouth the most. And you know, we're an offensive, defensive line-driven program. Well, I think that philosophy is across the board at a lot of schools in the Big Ten, where that might be very, very rare if you start looking around the country.
I was wondering, and it probably wasn't that long ago when you guys were in the league, my first thought when I read that question was quarterbacks with mobility, but you were seeing that anyway, right? Probably not too many years ago. It seems like every week you're running into quarterbacks, including this.
Here's what I would tell you that's different, and I don't know if it's just our league or in general, and I don't know if I've said this to the group, but like the one thing about the transfer portal in some ways, I think there's a lot better quarterbacks around the country, meaning there's not a stockpile of them sitting in, you know, at Texas or at USC. I think just the nature of that, which gives guys and teams and people better opportunities because their offenses have a chance to be a little bit better, meaning that, you know, there's just the guy that's not sitting, you know, that's a 4 or 5-star quarterback that has incredible ability sitting waiting for 3 years at another place, where you're starting to see them all across, you know, the Big Ten or the country. And I think it makes for better football. I think it gives us a better game because there's just better players and better dynamics out there. And, you know, ultimately the quarterback is a multiplier, right? If you have a quarterback that can make others around him better, which is what great quarterbacks do in different ways, right? In many different ways. Just being a leader sometimes is the biggest deal. They make everybody around him better. So I think in nature, I think you're seeing better teams around the board from when the last time I think I was in the league.
Yeah, and Tress, one of the things I think that drives defensive coordinators nuts is you get to third and six, you get a pressure, and the quarterback is able to get out of the pocket and go pick up a first down. That's what you're always trying to figure out. And that's when you bring in spies or whatever else to try and stop that, because that's the thing that drives you guys nuts.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, quarterbacks that can extend plays, you can't cover them forever. Whether you're in a zone or in man coverage, you can't cover them forever. So when quarterbacks can extend plays, and sometimes that has to do with maybe mistakes we make in rush lanes, but oftentimes, especially with these athletes, it's just, hey, did you watch LSU and Alabama?
I did.
I mean, when you see those quarterbacks, they can extend plays, man. It breaks down, and it's tough.
Yeah, they were complaining about that a little bit in that game, about the rush. Ah, they're not having discipline in their rush. The rush lanes go out the window when that guy takes off and runs. Like, there's just some things, like you said, there's just some things you can't overcome. And you can do a really good job, and you know, but that's what they call players make plays, right? Mm-hmm. And when you can put a guy, and there's many different ways of being a great quarterback. And that's where a little bit more of the evolution, just in general, I think that quarterbacks have been athletic, right, 20 years ago. But I don't know that they were, you know, kind of pushed to use their athleticism. I don't think that it was kind of in the mold for what it is you're doing, not just on third down, not just, you know, but in general, you know, the ability for them to be able to extend plays, I think is different. And I don't want to say that, oh, well, there's so many more great quarterbacks or great athletes now than there were 15 or 20 years ago. I have a brother-in-law that was our quarterback in college, and he's a phenomenal athlete. And I think back, I'm like, heck, you would have been a lot better if you'd have actually been used your athleticism more often and taken off and run. And what it does to a defense to, you know, make them have to, you know, do some different things and even slow down the rush in a lot of ways. I think it's an equalizer in a lot of different ways.
And you're seeing, just briefly before we let you go, Mike, you're going to see a quarterback, probably two, Northwestern's been using a couple, who have an ability to hurt defenses with their feet. I guess in a lot of ways, the same story, different week, though, right? The kind of quarterback you're facing this Saturday?
Absolutely. And I'm going to backpedal before I even hit that. We were talking about the evolution of football. I was on a staff, I don't know, 20 years ago with a phenomenal athlete at quarterback, and we went through an entire spring. I was on the defensive side of the ball, but we went through the entire spring where that young man was told he was not allowed to scramble and cross the line of scrimmage for an entire spring. And I think if that was today, he would be yelled at if he wasn't taken off more often. And that's just how football's changed, right? That's how football's changed. He was told he's not allowed to. That's not what great quarterbacks do.
My head's turning. My wheels are spinning. I'm trying to think of who that is. He's smiling over here.
I'm assuming they're
we'll
no longer
the name. We'll know the name, but I can't think of the name. But it's interesting.
You can try to figure that out.
Yeah, it'll be there's our scoreboard stumper.
But you are exactly right. This week, you know, absolutely. Another quarterback who extends plays. If he has the opportunity to step up in the pocket and go north-south, he does. If his first, second look's not there, he can scramble. That worries you. So we have to be disciplined in terms of trying to keep him in the pocket, but it can't slow us down, and that's the balance you're always looking for.
Absolutely. We appreciate you spending time with us, Mike. I know Tausch has been trying to recruit pickleball players. You guys live in the same area. You're a little busy right now, but, you know, if you're – when the season's over and you're free at 5:30 in the morning, right, Tausch?
Yeah, we're always looking. I understand your wife is actually supposed to be really good, right? That's the scouting report I've got.
She kicks my tail. It's bad news.
I would never admit that, in case you were wondering.
I wouldn't think that she smokes you.
No, I'm not going to say she smokes me. I'm not going to say that. You got me. Coach has got me backpedaling on that right now. She's pretty good. I'm more than willing to play you though. Okay. Coach gives us 3-4 days off around the 4th of July.
Oh, you get that much time off?
Yeah, around the 4th. So just dial me up.
Yeah, I'm busy that weekend.
Another time, another year. Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck to you on Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Badgers defensive coordinator Mike Tressel. We'll take a break. More of the Luke Fickell Show is coming up. Coach Fickell Show brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Back in a couple of minutes. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents,
parents, we know how important a supportive and caring Children's Hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the Children's Hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Celebrating more than 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. We thank Coach Tressel for joining us tonight. Our remaining minutes with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Another question here from the crowd.
The crowd is doing a great job.
The crowd's asking by far the best questions.
Kudos
of the
to
night.
The crowd. Yeah. Trust me, the coaches are saying the same thing.
I think next week in our final Camp Randall Live, it'll be all of you and less
Should
of
we
us.
Let's sit out there.
We'll sit by Ronnie.
We'll let Crancy take over. He can run the show.
He'll ask the questions. Yeah. The question here is, Coach, if you had a chance to connect with some of the other coaches on campus yet, such as Greg Gard, the new hockey coach, Mike Hastings, and you swap, you know, whatever, if it's inside advice, even though they're different sports, coaches are coaches. You're busy. I don't know how much of a chance you have to do that during the season.
During the season, no. Other than a good luck here and there. But before the season started, I visited a little bit with some of those guys, with Greg, and actually sat down with Kelly Sheffield a little bit just to, pick their brains a little bit about, obviously they've been here for a long time, and just different things about how they've done things here and how they've created a culture and how they've recruited and things that they use, whether it's on campus or throughout Madison. Because again, we're trying to pick everybody's brains. I know when I went to Cincinnati, the number one thing I did was kind of study what Bob Huggins had done and what Mick Cronin, who were the basketball coach, because it was a very obviously prominent basketball school, and just trying to see what it is that they did that made their program so strong and over a long period of time. And, so kind of trying to do the same thing here, is just trying to figure out what Greg has done and what Kelly has done and, try to use those and implement those things in a lot of ways, because, every place is a little bit unique. And I don't mean by, the schemes or the systems that you run, but I mean by the cultures and the people that by nature are going to be able to, be here and enjoy this and that you're going to be able to attract.
Yeah, and you never know where advice comes from or just an exchange of information because the Badgers were at Indiana last week. Obviously, you know, Bob Knight passed away last week. It was natural that somebody somewhere would ask you if you ever had any, if your paths had ever crossed. And apparently, one time anyway, right?
Actually, more than I hadn't really known him. I have never really had. But obviously, there was a connection from being the same alma mater. And when I took over, I don't know, they said that story, but if I took over, he actually called me and kind of asked me a question or two. And he was said, "Hey, are you worried about what people think of you?" And I was like, "Well, this is Coach Nyoko." No. And he's like, "Good, because if you do, you aren't going to last in this business." He said it a little bit different with some other explicit. But he was just, you know, almost like trying to prepare me for, hey, if you're going to be in this business and you're going to be at the helm, you're going to have to recognize that everything falls on you and you're going to have to, you know, believe in what it is you're doing, not vacillate and continue to push forward. And, you know, it was interesting. At that time, my head was spinning so fast, I didn't know what I was hearing or listening to. But the only other time I crossed paths with him is his number was in my phone from that time. And then my kids had my phone one night or something, probably 6-7 years ago, and all of a sudden, they must have just pulled it up and called Bobby Knight.
Oh, nice.
Well, all of a sudden, I'm sitting there a little later, and I get a call back from Coach Knight. Well, it was actually his wife. And she said, "Did you call Coach? I just was checking." And I'm like, "No, I'm sorry. That was my kids. I apologize. I did not try to call Coach, but tell him I said hello."
I thought maybe you guys would go grouse hunting or something.
No, I don't get a whole lot of time.
No, that's a great story. You have to see the golf videos of Bob Knight, by the way, if you want Taos comment.
So Bob Knight came and spoke when I was up in Green Bay. He came and spoke, and his whole thing, obviously everybody knows the Bob Knight stories. He's firing chairs. But it was always about the mental, and he'd always say – mental is to physical as 4 is to 1. And that was, he said it 100 times. I think, you know, understanding that players' attention spans, you want to take one thing out of it. And it was always just about the mental approach and how that's 4 times more important than anything you do physically.
It was interesting with Knight, too, because, you know, who he played for at Ohio State. And then there are other coaches who he admired greatly. I think of your situation, Luke, and from the outside looking in, it seemed like the coach you played for and then those you were on the staff with at Ohio State, all wildly successful, all Hall of Fame caliber, but distinctly different personalities, it seems, from the outside in. But from you, would it be fair to say that you probably take a little from John Cooper, a little from Jim Tressel, a little from Urban Meyer, but ultimately you've got to be Luke Fickell?
Yeah, that I was very fortunate in kind of my journey to never had to move the family, but yet got an opportunity to learn from 4 Hall of Fame coaches that are distinctly different. I mean, their leadership styles are, you know, 180s from each other. And but in those things, you are a part of what it is that you've been around and your experiences. And there's no doubt for me. Some people would come and say, "Oh yeah, your practice is just like Coach Tressel. Your practice is just like Urban Meyer's. Your practice is just..." No, they're not. There's parts of everything that we do from those guys that I've been around that were phenomenal. But it's kind of tied together to say, okay, if you're not authentic and you're not who you are, then it's really hard to be consistent as a leader. And so I've been fortunate, but, you know, got to experience some really different styles.
Yeah. Not unlike Barry, I think Taos, I mean, playing for Bob Devaney at Nebraska, coaching under Hayden Fry for so long, and then with Lou Holtz. Those are different guys, but he took a little bit of from everybody, but ultimately he had to do it.
Yeah, I just think from a player's perspective, you have to make sure from if you're the coach, you can have all that stuff and you definitely take notes and you get it, but authenticity is everything. You could tell if somebody's being somebody that they're not as a coach or panicking, and, you know, having that steady hand and making sure it's always who you are and you're not going and trying to be somebody else, players will see through that in a heartbeat.
Go ahead.
No, it's impossible to be consistent if you're not who you are. Mm-hmm. And I know that, not to get onto it because this would take a long time, but that if there was one thing I learned in that short amount of time that, you know, I was kind of the interim coach, that I felt like I had to be more like Jim Tressel just because of the situation, and that probably was as big a failure is anything that I learned.
Is it a help? You, 3 of the members of your staff have been head coaches. Does that, I mean, they, no, they know.
There definitely is. I mean, I think that gives you some, you know, some different perspectives at times when you're able to kind of sit down with those guys. And, you're always trying to get some of the feedback of the things that are going on. And but ultimately, like you said, there's got to be a decision made, and the guy at the top's got to make it. And you got to make sure that you stand up for what the things that you believe in.
As always, we appreciate your time. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you,
Northwestern Badgers head coach Luke Fickell, back to wrap things up tonight in a couple of minutes. This is the Luke Fickell Show, brought to you by Zibrick Fish Hatchery Road on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From Camp Randall Stadium on Saturday afternoon. We'll talk to you then on the Badgers Sports Network. Good night.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a...